Hello to the GWA world. It's Penny for your top bod. One day I will have a theme song, guys. It's gonna happen. I'm currently in bed because I am so sick. And do you know what? I was like, why am I so sick? And do you know why? It's because I had a multitude of children coming to my front door with like germy hands taking candy out of a communal bowl. So why am I shocked that I'm sick? Really, I shouldn't be at all. This should not be surprising. But they were adorable. Good old Halloween. Or I'm just coming down from my Halloween high, because you know how I love Halloween. And now it's November, which means it's birthday month, so it could be worse. So, my dear, lovely, amazing, beautiful land mermaid friend, Sparkle Extreme, has posted up a questionnaire. Sparkle's November questionnaire. And I did help her with some of these, but some of these are very much her own, very unique. So of course, for my online BFF, I'm going to answer them. So number one, if the I need my glasses actually. When I'm sick, I need to wear glasses when I'm sick. Okay. Oh, that's much better actually. Okay. If the last text you sent was the title of your autobiography, what's it called? This question is amazing. Good job, Sparkle. Okay. Let's check. Okay, I gotta open this. Okay, the cat barfed on the rug. Lots of cute kids in costume. How was yours? That was my friend asking me how my Halloween went. And my cat did indeed barf on the mat, because apparently he was having just as great a time as I was last Halloween, or last night. Well, can you imagine? Would you even want to read a book that said that? The cat barfed on the mat. Lots of cute kids. How was yours? That's the worst. I wish I'd sent anything other than that. I want to find another one. There's got to be something better than that. Oh, wait. The other one is, oh, shit. I thought it was Wednesday. I don't think that, do you know what? I'd rather go with that for a title than the cat barfed one. Number two, what is a physical feature you get complimented on the most? Hair, always, literally perfect strangers will come up. That sounds really braggy. I didn't mean to sound braggy, but like, that's the one I get complimented. What is the physical feature you notice first on other person? I was just talking about this with somebody. Probably, like, if you're looking at someone, I would notice face, like their entire face. If you had to break it down, it's a tie between eyes and smile. A good smile always goes a long way. And weirdly, there's people that like smile, but it almost looks like a grimace. But I don't know why, but I like those. I don't know why. I'm a weirdo. What is a physical feature you like the most about yourself? I'll probably go with hair too. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sick and I have not slept. I'm so sorry. Ugh, that's gross. I hate it. Like, who wants to hear someone yawn? Physically, you like the most parts. Yeah, I'm probably going to go with hair or... yeah, let's go with hair. Or maybe... Yeah, okay. Three, describe qualities you look for in an ideal partner. Okay. Sense of humor, ambition, kindness... Yeah, those are kind of the top. Oh, and intelligence. Seriously, can't marry a doorknob. Like, what would you talk about? Four, what celebrity do people say you look like? What about a celebrity you sound like? To be honest, I think the only one I ever got, like, a few times with Alison Lohman from... what was that? Big Fish? But like a brunette one? I don't really see it. I think it's because we both have baby faces. That's the only like correlation I can think of. I don't sound like any celebrity. I know I don't. I wish I did. That'd be cool. Five, what is something people normally wouldn't guess about you? I was going to say that I write dirty scripts. But it says you can't say J-U-W-A. What is something people wouldn't normally guess about me? Oh, that I hate horses. Because I legitimately hate horses. I know, that's going to be really polarizing. There's probably going to be a bunch of people that are like, you're a piece of shit for not liking horses. But I've had too many bad experiences. So you wouldn't guess that about me. Six, what is your favorite thing about the month of November? It's my birthday month. That's the only thing I like about November. Literally, that's it. That is it. Everything else, nah. Well, no, yeah, no. I was gonna say Remembrance Day, but I don't particularly like that. Like, I honor it. But it's like, it's a sad holiday. Seven, what's something you wish you could say to someone but don't have the guts to? Hey, Chihuahua. Don't worry, what happens on GW stays on GW. Well, one thing immediately comes to mind, but probably not gonna say that. I'd probably say, fuck you for not hiring me. Fuck you for wasting my time. Fuck you, you've made a huge mistake. How about that? I definitely would say that. Well, not to their face. I wish I could, though. Oh, I'm so mad. Anyway. Eight, tell me a funny story that happened to you while you're intoxicated. If not you, then a friend. I'll just tell you what happens every time I have a party and my friends drink. Someone ends up buried under a pile of coats asleep. Every time. Every time. Nine, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind? That's a good question. My insurmountable wealth, because that means that I was super fucking rich. No, if I'm totally honest, I would love. This is gonna sound lame, and everyone's gonna be like, oh my God, what a loser. I'd like a legacy like Mother Teresa, that like caring for those who were not cared for. Obviously, I'm not gonna be Mother Teresa, like look where I am, writing smut on GWA. But I'd like a legacy of kindness to be left in my wake where people still remember me and the nice things I did. And that I've somehow made the world a better place. I don't know how I would do that, but that is what I'd wish for. That I help people. 10. What GWA artist would you most like to grab a beer with in real life? Let's go with, well, number one on my list would be Monarch Rat. No, what do I want to say? I was going to say Monarch Butterfly, but that's not it. It's like Rabbit. Oh my gosh. Rabbit Hole Monarch. That one. Because he does thirst or sexy shenanigans like that, the drinking pub thing. And he always knows the coolest drinks to make. And I don't know. I just feel like he'd probably be like, oh, I know exactly the drink you need. And I'd be like, I would trust him because the drinks are always, they always sound so good. But there's so many other people I'd want to grab beer with. I'd want to grab beer with Sparkle Extreme, obviously, because I think that all we would do is laugh for like hours and, you know, be the inner high school girls that we are. I'd like to get a beer with. Well, maybe not a beer. Probably UK Rex Cordium, because he's always talking about ciders. And he'd probably recommend some good ones. Who else? Myth of Bacon, obviously. Because I feel like he's pretty introspective. He probably knows some good drinks to have as well. But I feel like this is turning into Sausage Fest, so I need at least one other girl. So, oh, Little Macko. I don't think she drinks, though. But you know what, Little Macko, we can get you a pop. We'll get you pop. But yeah, so this was fun. I liked it. Good job, Sparkle Extreme. And yeah, I really want a lot of people to answer this one because I think these answers are very fun. So I hope lots of people answer this because I can't wait to listen to them. Okay. And have a good one, and happy November 1st.